Hi, Shirley. What's on your mind?
Yes, doctor. I wonder if you have any treatment recommendations for helping to resorb the fluid buildup and swelling in my it's called the olecranon bursa sac of my elbow. I don't know how long I've had it. It's not painful. I didn't knock the elbow. I probably aggravated it by some kind of leaning on the elbow while writing, working at my desk, and I'm trying to avoid that. But I'm told the most common cause is joint inflammation and osteoarthritis. And I'm 90. I have bone-on-bone osteoarthritis in my knees and wrists, so it's obviously systemic. But I need to get that swelling in the elbow bursa resorbed, or it will become chronic or develop an infection. And the doctor would recommend the choice of draining the fluid or alternatively hot and cold compresses and wearing a compression wrap, but also taking anti-inflammatory medications, NSAIDs, or COX inhibitors. And that's something my kidney specialist has said I should avoid. Are there any, do you have any recommendations that would help resorb that fluid in the elbow bursa?
I've not worked with anybody who had that sac swollen outside the bursa, so I cannot tell you for sure, but I can tell you some things that I would certainly think about before going to any of the patent medications or non-patented at present that I agree with the kidney specialist are not wise for you to use. Now, a question to you. And then, by the way, my apologies to Hilmar. I did skip over him. I'll be back to him after where I'm done carrying on here. Thank you, Hilmar. My apologies. Anyway, when this first came up, ma'am, did you have at that time, when it very first came up, a quote attack unquote of bursitis, even a little bit of pain in that elbow, or did it just come up without any pain at all?
No, and it's you don't see the back of your elbow, so I don't know when it began, but I have not had any pain, just a swelling like a golf ball sitting on the end of my elbow.
Okay. A reason I'm asking is because you did say you're how old?
90.
Yes. And when we're 90, most of us, and it is the large majority, do not absorb vitamin B12 very well at all. And so, to keep enough B12 in our bodies to feel better, particularly mentally, we usually take shots, and the frequency of those shots is according to how well a person does with them. And nobody ever got hurt with a vitamin B12 shot. I want to be very clear on that. To hurt yourself on vitamin B12 injection or liquid or whatever, you would really have to fill the bathtub with it and drown. But when we're 90, the factor in the stomach that is totally necessary to get vitamin B12 into the body, I'm sorry, it's usually missing because it's made by the same cells that make stomach acid. And by the same time we're 90, our stomach acid being manufactured is not usually very good at all. Now, where I'm going with this, ma'am, is that a doc back in the 1950s published an article that said if you have somebody come in with bursitis, you just give them B12 shots every day until the bursitis pain goes away. And you know what? I tried that as soon as I read that sometime in the 1970s. And it works nearly every time. And in fact, research done at our clinic by Dr. Sherman and Zioli found that it worked 37 times out of 40, just took the bursitis away. Now, this sac is related to the bursa, of course. It is not bursitis, which means inflammation in the bursa, but it is related. So if you're not using vitamin B12 and by injection, and you may have to visit with a natural medicine doctor for that because I'm sorry, but conventional medicine doctors usually think that's ridiculous. And by the way, if you do take it, you only need it once a month anyway. That's what they tell you, but that isn't so at all. You might try that. I would not inject it into the bursa. Nobody needed to inject it in the bursa back in that time, but it's to keep that area healthy. It obviously gets rid of inflamed bursa very, very, what shall I say, effectively in the large majority of people. And can you get hurt with it? No, you cannot get hurt with it. That's a key thing. So I'd be trying that every day. And if it hasn't done a darn thing to the bursa in a couple, 3 weeks, I'd say, well, forget it. I'm just full of vitamin B12 now, but it didn't help me any. And it didn't hurt me any, so that's fine. But more likely, when we're 90 and we take a series of B12 shots every day, Nearly everybody in their late 80s, early 90s tells me, oh, I feel mentally better. What do you know? And so they keep taking it at a rate that keeps them feeling mentally better, even if it's not every day. Now let's go on to the next thing, ma'am. And here's that next thing. That next thing is called DMSO. DMSO. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Do you have some? Do you have some?
No, I don't. I've heard you speak of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's available in every natural food store in the country, and it always says 99.9% on it. I don't know why it's not 100, but that's what it says. Now, Professor Stanley Jacobs told us that he was the main researcher into this for years, that we can dilute that DMSO with distilled water. You got to be careful. Not with regular water. It might have contaminants in it, but distilled water. We can dilute it so it's 70% of the DMSO and 30% of the water, and it'll still be just as effective, but if we go down below 70%, it won't be as effective. I'll get to effective in doing what in a little bit. Okay, and when you do that, if you do that, it should be in either a glass or a metal container, because when you put water, distilled, and DMSO together, it gets really hot, and you didn't even have the burner on the stove on, nothing. It's what chemists call an exothermic reaction, and all that means in chemist language is a reaction which gives off heat. And it calms down quite nicely in half an hour to an hour. But I wouldn't want that in plastic, because it might melt some of the plastic, and who needs that in the solution? All right, now why am I carrying on about this? Because one of the very few things we learned about nature in regular medical school at the University of Michigan was from a pathologist. And he showed us that with the application of DMSO, it opens up the pores in any part of the body and allows the removal of damaged material better, and it allows the entry of repair material. And that's why when years later there was research done on people who beat each other up for a living called boxers, what they found is the boxers who applied the DMSO had a much more rapid healing rate from their bruises and injuries from boxing than the boxers who applied some kind of a placebo. I forgot what the placebo was, but the boxers healed up more rapidly. So you could try applying without hazard to yourself, and that's very important. You could try applying that mixture of DMSO and water to that bursa, and I'd give it at least a couple, 3 weeks to see if it looks like it's getting smaller. And if it does look like it's getting smaller, which I don't know, because as I say, I've never had occasion to work with this, but it can't hurt, so why not try? If it does look like it's getting smaller, I just keep it up until it removes itself, actually.
So just the DMSO and distilled water, nothing added to that? No.
That's correct, ma'am. No need to, because it, remember how it's working. It's opening up the doors so that things can get out and get into the cell and leave the cell as they should.
I guess I missed. Did you say adding B vitamin to that?
No. Don't add a thing to it. It's just the DMSO and the water.
And see if that would help drain or reabsorb the fluid.
If it would allow better drainage and also reabsorption of repair materials, that's the point. Because what's inside that bursa is definitely not a repair material right now, and I'm sure the sac, and I'm sure the sac would like to get rid of it if it could, and that's what the DMSO facilitates.
Does the DSMO contain
No, ma'am. DMSO does that. DMSO was originally found by the Weyerhaeuser company in tree bark. No kidding. This is a natural substance. It's found in certain tree bark.
And that in itself could help heal.
Yes, and you want to dilute it with water. Why do you want to dilute it with water? Because when you use it in 100%, it kind of stings a little. I'm not going to say it's as bad as a bee sting, because it isn't. But it kind of stings. And that's why Dr. Jacob did the experiments to find out how much could we dilute it so it wouldn't sting, and yet still have it work. And he found it was 70% of the DMSO and 30% of the water. And the other thing, the reason I mentioned the B12 shots, ma'am, is because you happen to be 90. Sooner or later, most of us hope to be 90 like you are, and by the time we get there, I'm not kidding you, 90% of us feel better with B12 shots. And remember, that took away bursitis in 37 out of 40 people in a research published in the 1950s.
Okay. All right. Thank you so very much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling, and I'm sorry you've had no resolution for this yet, but I hope one of those helps, ma'am. I don't know for sure.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.